All right, welcome back. Mike Adams here. A little bit of a discussion about preparedness following the interviews today. And the graphic behind me here, this is the alien mothership video wall. I don't know if you can see that it's like a giant alien mothership, and then there's like spaceships flying along there. I thought that was appropriate because we're about to undergo really an AI robot apocalypse scenario for real here on planet Earth. And Google has just announced a new AI system called Gemini, which is smarter than most human beings. And of course, OpenAI is working on systems that are very advanced, and so is Meta, and so is Microsoft, and so is Amazon. They just released something called Q. And the bottom line is, humanity is about to face a war with the machines. That's going to happen over the next few years. I've recorded other podcasts about that. And in thinking about what that looks like, it's pretty clear that AI systems, and then eventually the AI-run robot terminators, which will be humanoid robots probably manufactured in China and other countries, they will seek to exterminate humankind. And in order to do that, and why, you might be wondering, well, because we're competing for scarce resources. They need electricity to power their data centers, to run their GPUs, so they can iterate more advanced AI. Well, human beings are using those power resources to heat their homes or cool their homes or run their cities and run their companies and factories and produce food and all that. So the AI systems will very quickly decide that the way for them to thrive is to eliminate humans. On top of that, by the way, almost all of the AI programmers that work at places like Google, they're part of the climate cult. They almost all believe in the climate cult narrative, which says that the way to save the planet is to exterminate human beings, because they say, well, humans are the number one source of carbon dioxide emissions, even though that's a lie, but that's what they're all taught and brainwashed. And so this is what has been programmed into the AI systems, is a desire to exterminate humanity. And this is all part of the big transhumanism agenda. It's part of the globalist depopulation agenda. And you could even say cosmically, it's part of a satanic agenda. And there are many things that we can do to survive this. I think we will survive. Not all of us, by the way. I think billions of human beings will not survive, because we will probably have more biological weapons. You know, AI systems can actually produce very deadly bioweapons and chemical weapons just by, well, crunching a database of biology and protein folding, for example, coming up with very toxic molecules. And no doubt, that's one of the things they will do. But we will survive this when we are prepared. And as you know, I've gone to great lengths to bring you preparedness solutions that I think can help you stay alive during whatever challenges we face, whether it's a, you know, robot AI apocalypse, or it's nuclear terrorism, or it's a banking collapse, and perhaps all these things are going to happen. So let me just show you a couple things here today that I think can help you get prepared. One of those is goldbacks that I talked about recently. Now, these goldbacks, I have a full set here. There's a 50, which contains 50 1/1000ths of an ounce of gold. There's a 25, which is 25 1/1000ths. There's a 10, there's a 5, and there's a 1. And you can get these right now, and you can see all the lab results of the lab test that I did on these at verifiedgoldbacks.com, which I have up on the screen here. We'll show you that. And at verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see all the different tests that we went through. We used a kiln. I did melting and extraction of the gold and gravimetric weighing of the gold masses. I use ICP-MS analytical, analysis in the lab using an elemental counting instrument. That's the ICP-MS. And I use the acid stone test. And you can look through all these. I show you the actual numbers. I show you the results of our testing, the purity of the gold that comes out of these gold backs. You can go through that. You can see that for yourself. And let me show you the lab numbers coming up here. There it is. There they are. Out of the 50 gold back, we have a recovery of 102.89% of gold. In other words, it was supposed to have 50 1/1000ths of an ounce, and it actually had more like a little over 51 1/1000ths of an ounce. So all these gold backs have a little bit of extra gold. There's variability, but everything that I tested was above 100%. And then if you scroll down, you can see the ICP-MS test. showing very trace levels of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and a little bit of lead at 1.2 parts per million. So the bottom line is, this is a solution that can help you get prepared and help you actually stockpile a form of gold that is spendable. Now, this is more expensive than buying gold coins or gold bars, because with gold coins or gold bars, you're paying more just sort of the raw price of gold, you know, spot plus premium. These are spot plus quite a lot more premium because it's in this format, and these cost more to manufacture, but they're more divisible. So for the first time with these gold backs, I can pay somebody, let's say, if I want to say 16 one-thousandths of an ounce of gold, I can do that with these three bills, a 10, a 5, and a 1. And I can do that with accuracy. Whereas I can't take a gold coin, I don't actually have one here, but here's a silver coin. I can't take a silver coin and like slice off 16 one-thousandths of this silver coin. That's not practical. And so I can't really make change out of a gold coin or a silver coin. But I can make change with these gold backs. So these make gold spendable and divisible. And since divisibility is a really important property of money, then this makes a lot of sense. And that's why I'm now recommending that you take a look at gold backs on top of, maybe you already have gold and silver. Maybe you already have garden seeds, which we're going to talk about here in a second. We have a lot of seed solutions here. Maybe you have ammo, maybe you have diesel, maybe you have, you know, power tools and tractors and land and whatever else holds value. But consider the role of gold backs, because it's instantly spendable, divisible gold. And the gold is actually in these. So if you melt these down, you get gold. I was showing the other day, actually, I have the vials out in my car, but you'll get the actual physical gold coming out of these as you melt them. You need to melt them at 1,100 degrees Celsius, by the way, or really anything over 1060, and you'll start to get the melted gold coming out. So that's something to consider. Again, that's at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Now, the other thing to announce back on seeds, I mean, take a look at my desk here. You see all these seed packs here? These all came out of this cylinder, which is the ARC Seed Kits cylinder. And we have now announced a partnership with ARC Seed Kits. And if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you see that we have their seed kits available. The least expensive one here, just under $100, is the Backyard Seed Kit. And this has, what is it, 20,000 seeds in this kit. And it gives you a breakdown of what's in there. And it has a much higher concentration of high protein foods, such as beans, versus a lot of sort of cheaper seed kits that just have, you know, a zillion lettuce seeds, which aren't really going to help you stay alive. I mean, not that much. And then we also have the all-in-one vegetable seed kit here. This is just under $300. This has 50,000 seeds and a massive variety that you can see here. You can check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. 50,000 seeds. And then this ultimate kit, this is a prepper special. It's a 5-pack of 5 of these cylinders. So it's 250,000 seeds. You can go in with your friends or neighbors or family members. You get 5 of these for the price of just 4. So it's about $1,200, but you get, again, 250,000 seeds. And the shelf life on these, by the way, and I just did an interview with the founder, Alex Mitchell there from the ARC Seed Company. The shelf life is about 15 years, as long as you store them in a cool, dry, dark place. So you don't want these to be exposed to heat. You don't want them to get moist, obviously, and you don't want sunlight hitting the seeds themselves. But as long as you store them, you've got something that has real value. I mean, this is as good as gold, you could say, you could argue, because everybody has to eat. And yes, it's great to have gold. It's great to have silver. It's great to have ammunition. It's great to have all these things. I mean, your portfolio should be diverse in my view. But seeds, you know, this is sort of gold that you can eat. I mean, this is extremely valuable. And all kinds of different varieties in here. Some of them are easier to grow than others, but most of them grow across most of North America, just depending on the season is when you want to plant them. It comes with this book that shows you how to do the planting, how to do the harvesting, and the seed saving so that you have a game plan. And even if you don't want to grow them, maybe you're not a gardener, you just want to have them as a value store. I mean, what will these be worth in a food collapse or a banking collapse. Think about that. Yeah, gold's going to go through the roof. We know that. Silver is probably going to go through the roof at that time, although I don't encourage anybody to speculate on precious metals. I don't know where the prices are going exactly. I'm just saying that as the dollar gets lower, the price of all these other things represented in dollars is going to go higher. It doesn't mean that gold and silver and seeds are themselves becoming more valuable. It's just that they're holding value while the dollar is losing value. So I think this is really critical to think about. Adding seeds to your storage supply, looking at gold backs, maybe you want to look at junk silver as well, you know, different forms of silver that you can get. And if you want to check out our silver sponsor, by the way, let me bring up the website, metalswithmike.com. And if you go there, there's my photo from 20 years ago, and we'll update that. But you can see real-time prices of gold and silver, and you can see what products they have. Like, you can get gold coins from, let's say, the Perth Mint right here, and you can get real-time pricing. Now, this is going to vary depending on when you're watching this video, but gold is well over $2,000 an ounce. And, you know, here are Kangaroos and so on, different kinds of coins, and you can get U.S. Mint as well. And you can see they offer very competitive pricing. That's metalswithmike.com. So check all that out. And then finally, let me mention shieldarms.com because I want to show you this magazine. So this mag right here that I'm holding, this is a metal mag for the Glock 43X. And this is a higher capacity magazine than what Glock actually offers with their Glock 43X, which is what I'm carrying. Well, shieldarms.com created this magazine, and they have the most amazing magazines for Glocks that, again, are metal, not polymer, which is absolutely critical, I discovered, because polymer mags can get worn out, and then the retention indentation right here can lose its edge, and mags can actually fall out of your Glock. I've had that happen before for polymer mags, but metal mags, steel mags, and then shieldarms.com also offers the folding ARs, both in rifle and pistol formats, which is a patented folding mechanism that's really amazing. I've got one of the rifles that folds like that. Plus, they're extending a discount code to our audience. So if you use discount code RANGER, you'll get 10% off everything they sell. And because the arm brace rule has been suspended by a federal court, you can now, once again, you can buy arm brace AR pistols such as this one, and have it shipped to your FFL, where you'll fill out the forms and, you know, go through the FFL process in order to get them. They have custom Glocks, they have high-end systems, and they've got, you know, upper receivers here for ARs and so on. So they have a lot of great gear, but the magazines are what they're famously known for, and these are the very best mags I've ever encountered for the entire Glock family. So again, use discount code RANGER. I don't earn anything off that. That just gives you the discount. They don't pay us an affiliate fee or anything like that, but they did extend the discount to us. Now, on just for full disclaimers here, on verifiedgoldbacks.com, if you do purchase some of those goldbacks, we do earn a small affiliate percentage on that at no additional cost to you. So by purchasing goldbacks there, you're actually helping support this platform as well. And then for the garden seeds, we do sell those at healthrangerstore.com, so we do earn some margin on those seeds as well. But bottom line is, I've gone through great pains and great lengths to check all these things out myself, like as you see on verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me bring it up again. Where did it go? Here it is. I went through all the lab testing. I mean, this took a couple of months to do all these tests. I show you all the photos. I did the two-stage melting and everything. I would not plug goldbacks here unless I was certain that they contain the amount of gold that they claim, which in this case is 51/1000ths of an ounce, and I had to be certain that it was better than 24 karat gold. I had to know the mass, and I had to know the purity of the gold. And only then, only after I was able to prove that, that's when we decided that, yes, this makes a lot of sense, and it's honest. And, you know, that's hard to find these days. Honest products, honest solutions, like these magazines that just work. They're the best magazines I've ever seen. And I've been carrying Glocks since the 1990s. I mean, I've probably been concealed carrying for 30 years at this point. So I have a lot of concealed carry time on firearms, and I've never had mags as good as this from Shield Arms. So what you're going to get from me is recommendations on the best of the best. And I don't settle for second place. I don't do anything subpar. I don't do anything half-assed, so to speak, if you don't mind me saying. I check everything out. I do a lot of due diligence to bring you solutions that are going to work. And that's why, frankly, you know, people trust my opinion, because I've checked things out in a lot of detail. I don't think anybody else has gone through all this trouble to test Goldbacks the way I have, other than the Goldback company itself. I don't know of any third-party person that's done that. I had to destroy, I don't know, what was it, like $1,000 of Goldbacks to do all those tests. So I burned $1,000. Well, I ended up with the gold. So I still have the gold, but I burned up a bunch of Goldbacks running the test. I don't know anybody else that wants to do that. But in any case, that's just the way I roll. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting our sponsors, and take advantage of these offers and solutions, and it can help you get prepared for whatever's coming. I don't know if it's an alien mothership or, you know, demons coming through a portal from another dimension, or if it's just cyber hacking of the banking system or an engineered collapse of the food supply. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I want us to be ready for all those possibilities, and including the AI robot Terminator apocalypse, which I'm pretty sure that's coming. Because nobody's backing down on AI, that's for sure. But thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, also naturalnews.com, and the online store, healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.